The Two Women Who Found Freedom. Once there lived a man who had two wives. His name was Ekorsuak, and he was so jealous of these wives that he would keep them locked up in his hut. He would thrash them if they did not behave themselves, or he would thrash anyone who happened to lay eyes on them. He killed a man named Angaguak because rumour had it that Angaguak had slept with one of the wives, which he hadn't done. Ekorsuak was a somewhat mean-spirited person. Finally, the two women got a bit tired of this husband. They left him and fled along the coast until they were all worn out and hungry. When they could go no further, they saw the huge carcass of a whale washed up on a beach. They crawled in through the mouth and hid inside this carcass. The smell was foul, but better a foul smell than another thrashing. Now, Ekorsuak was in a furore. He searched high and low for his wives. He questioned everyone in the village and threatened not a few. But no one seemed to know about the missing women. At last the man paid a visit to the local witch doctor, who told him, "You must look for the body of a big whale, which is on the skerry of the heart-shaped mountain." And so Ekorsuak set out for the skerry of the heart-shaped mountain. He sang old drum songs all along the way, for he looked forward to the pleasure of thrashing his wives. At last he arrived at his destination and saw the dead whale. But the stench was so awful, he couldn't get anywhere near it. He called out again and again for the women, yet there came no answer. Perhaps they were no longer here. Ekorsuak camped on the beach for 3 days and then went home, determined to thrash the witch doctor. Meanwhile, the two wives lived on inside the whale. They had grown so accustomed to the stench that it did not bother them. They had plenty of food to eat, however rotten, and a warm place to sleep. It is said that they were very happy in their new home.